Now, if dinosaurs aren't your thing, how about dragons? Admit it, you'd love to don a suit of armor and battle a flying beast, you know, Game of Thrones style. Or how about a joust? Two horsemen ride at each other at full speed, each aiming to ram the other off his horse with a long, pointy lance. You can understand why such a violent pastime was popular in medieval times, and not so much since. You can't do it yourself, but if you really wanted to see jousting, you could this weekend at Kaltenburg Castle in southern Germany. That's where the world's biggest jousting tournament is held each year. Prince Leutbold of Bavaria owns the castle, and thank goodness he doesn't insist that we call him Your Highness or anything like that.
And as you like, totally relaxed.
I asked His Highness how he ended up hosting the festival.
Some years ago, we had the idea to do some kind of a great festival, and we ended up doing a jousting tournament, which has been the best way of entertaining in the medieval times. And we thought it's about time to make that life again, and it was proved to be very successful and opens many opportunities. The tournament we organize with some of the world's best stuntmen. They've been in many films, medieval films, but also James Bond films and whatever.
I'm looking at a picture of what I assume now is a beer hall. You also brew beer there, don't you?
We have a brewery in Kaltenberg, yes. And typically Bavarian, we have a castle with a brewery inside. That's quite common here. Obviously, it fits quite well with a medieval festival to have beer as well.
Yeah, although jousting and beer don't seem like two things that should go together.
No, not at all. It's, and we are very, very strict that all the people who fight don't drink when they go on a horse or don't go drink before they go on a horse, because it is dangerous. Even if it's done by stuntmen, if you make a mistake with a lancer, if you make a mistake with a sword, you can chop someone's head off very easily. And so we have to be extremely well-trained and extremely well-organized people. And if someone is disorganized, you can't let them do that sport.
Wait, these are the real things? These are real lances and real swords that these guys are using?
The swords are real swords. They're quite heavy. They train for months to make sure that every fight is extremely well rehearsed and nothing happens. On the lances, you have solid wooden lances, but they're constructed like in the movies. If you hit, they will explode. You shouldn't have any accident, but if you make a mistake, you can easily do anyways.
This is a real castle, right? Is this a place where
Yes.
you live, or is it kind of just a tourist attraction now?
No, it's a place I live. It's not that big. It's originally quite old, but it has been burned down a few times in its history.
Okay.
And so today it's a combination of brewery and living place and restaurants and on.
Okay, if Wikipedia is serving me correctly, you are related over the course of many hundreds of years to Ludwig II. Is that correct?
Well, yes, directly, sure. He was my great-granduncle, so it's not
okay.
that far away.
Right, great-granduncle. So
he had no children, so that's why it's uncle.
Ah, okay.
The last Bavarian king was my great-grandfather.
Wow, so he created one of the most famous castles in the world, Neuschwanstein.
Neuschwanstein, yes.
In Bavaria, and it was sort of the model for the Disney castle. Is that what your place looks like? Those towering spires?
No, it's much more simple. My place is smaller and much more simple.
It's just a little castle.
Little castle, yes.
So what is the coolest thing about living in a castle?
I don't know if it's cool. It's certainly cold in winter, but if you're used to having more room and more space, it's something which is quite nice and convenient, but it also has its slight difficulties because then you have, you know, a lot of wind going through and it's less easy to heat and on. But if you live in it, it's quite good fun. You know, you can always find the odd ghost somewhere. Maybe it's some animal living in the double floors or so, but it's certainly always excitement.
It's kind of a joke that castles are a little drafty, but it must help just a little bit that you have a brewery there.
It does. In winter, it gives the opportunity. You go down in the cellars, and if necessary, you can, you know, go directly to the tap, to the big tanks, and have a fresh beer, so you can stay Christmas at home comfortably.
Yeah, it's a nice way to start the day, I would think.
It certainly is. In Bavaria, this is not totally uncommon. And white sausage and a beer for breakfast is something which is still practiced in this country quite a lot.
You guys know how to live. Prince Leutbold of Bavaria, a real pleasure to speak with you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Aaron.
You can see a video of the jousting tournament at Prince Leutbold's castle. That's at PRI.org. And you're listening to The World.